the Gemara on Vav Amud Aleph, towards the bottom, had suggested that perhaps the reason that we want to avoid engaging with any business deals 3 days within the holidays of the idolaters is because of the issue of Lifnei Iver, that you are going to help them in either procuring a sacrifice or you're adding to their level of simcha, and that will lead them to thank their gods. So all that is an issue of Lifnei Iver. And then the Gemara in the very bottom of Vav Amud Aleph had said, V'chi Islei, what if he has his own animal? So lo avar mishum Lifnei Iver. So then maybe it's not an issue of Lifnei Iver. And then the Gemara says, this Shuvah Tanya, Amar Rabbi Nassan. Rabbi Nassan says, going on top of Vav Amud Beis, Minayin shlo yushit adam kosho yayin lanazir v'ever minachai levnei noach, Talmud lomar Lifnei Iver lo tein michshol. So you have a case such as the not giving a cup of wine to Nazir. And Nazir can certainly get a cup of wine on his own, and yet still we say that's an issue for Lifnei Iver. So Tosos over here, the top Tosos of Dir Me'achzel, Minayin Shalo Yushit Adam Kos Yayin LeNazir, says as follows: Nira Dehua Din Mechol Shar Isur. And really, it should appear that this should be for any Isur that a person could really go on their own accord and do. It's still an issue of Lifnei Iver if you assist them with it, regardless of the fact that they could do it on their own. So why are we just singling out the case of a Nazir? Eiver Menachai, maybe it's not such a question, because that's really the only thing that he can't eat. But for a Nazir, why are we just focusing on this one example? So Tosa says, Ela hachi naka kos yayin l'nazir. The reason that it mentions a kos yayin for a Nazir, Mishum de mistama l'mishte kabayile, kevan de kuliyam l'chamar shasu v'sameach. We use this example because that's something that the Nazir would want to do. Everyone likes to drink wine. It brings them simcha. Shachach nazira, so perhaps in doing so, he'll forget that he's a Nazir because it's such a basic common thing that people drink wine. Aval Yisrael, Shamar, Hoshit li nevela, O Chazir, O Shum Isra, Ein lochosh do me lochoshit lo. It's different though if a Jew asks to give me a piece of nevela, or give me a piece of Chazir, a pig, or something else that's an Isra. So we don't have to say, oh, well, even if I don't give it to him, he'll take it on his own, because a Jew's not going to take a piece of Chazir, or so that's. You know, only Lifnei Iver if you do it, but we're not going to assume he'll do it on his own. But again, for the Nazir, where wine is such a common basic thing that people drink, so therefore, yeah, even if he would do it on his own, you still can't aid him in doing so. Ava yimei adua, lo, sharotza la'achlo, asr la'hoshit lo, afilu hu shalo, yukamar I la'ha'li lo, havle shakyolehu. However, if it's known that the person actually does want to eat the nevela, then you couldn't give him this nevela at all, even if it belongs to him, even if it's his. And that's based off, we know this from the Gemara's question, that even if he doesn't give it to him, he'll take it himself, which is telling you that it's asur to give it to him even if it's his. You can't say, well, it's his anyway, so what's the big deal? He'll do it anyway. So that would be an issue similar to the case of Nazir. And therefore, it'd be asur to give someone, a Jew who's worshipping idols, he's a mumar. He's still a Jew, but he's worshipping idols, so you can't give him something usher, like something to eat. So even if it's theirs, you can't assist in giving him something that would be usher to eat, because they'll eat it after all if they're a mumar, but they're still considered a Jew, so you can't do that. And in the end, we conclude, and this is how the Gemara concludes, is that in the case of the Nazir, we must be talking about a case where he can't get to the object otherwise, unless you aid him in getting to it. And the Gemara says it's when you're on two sides of a river. That's what it's talking about in the case of the Nazir, which again goes back to the question. It implies that if a Ovid Ravim would take it on his own, whether or not you aid him in doing it, it shouldn't be a problem. And the case of the Nazir is talking about really a case where it's not possible for him to get to the wine unless you pass it to him over the river, but which would imply that if he could get to it on his own, so therefore it wouldn't necessarily be a Lifnei Iver issue. So now skipping down a little bit later in the Amud, so quoting from the Mishnah, we had all these cases of Lahashioan Velishol, Lahalvosam Lavos Mehen, that you can't lend them things or borrow from them, you can't lend them money or borrow money from them, you can't pay back a loan or have them pay you the money for a loan. And in all these cases, we give reasons to them, and Abaye always says it's a gzera. You can't do one atu the other. That really only one of them is an issue, but it's a gzera atu the other one. So the Gemara talks about the issue of debts. So So the Gemara over there says, Bishlom leforan. It's understandable why you shouldn't repay them. Yishim dekam marvachluhu, because that is a benefit, obviously, that they're getting their money back. Elefromehen, but what's the issue with having them pay you back? This will, you know, obviously take away from the money that they have, and obviously it will shter their holiday because now they have to pay back their debt. That's not a good thing. But Abaye says, Amar Abaye, Gzer lefro mehen atu leporan, that the issue of collecting payment from them is lest you also come to repay them, and that's really the issue here. So Tosfos, Divrei Maaser Amar Abaye, says as follows, Tema, Lama le Abaye lemeimer mishum gzera. Lema time mishum de samechu kedam rav masnisin of mishum miyatzer achshav samechu lacharzman. Why does Abaye have to give the reason of saying it's a gzera? Just say that it's really an issue because ultimately you're making him to be happy, because even though he's miyatzer now, he's paying now, he has to hand over the money, he has to fork over the money and pay up his debt. He's going to ultimately be happy that the debt is off his hands, that he's free from that debt. That's not really a good answer, though, says Tosos, because his happiness that will come after a while, so that's going to be already post the holiday when he'll be really relieved that he doesn't have the debt. But now he has to fork up the money, and his happiness won't set in until later, which will be after the holiday is passed. Umihu, I love the Iko Shum Simcha. Love a shayach nami lamigzar the hagazrina baku hainu mishum the ikoshum simcha kibperish besamach bitsrichusa. On the other hand, if there's no simcha at all, then you don't have to make a gzera. The reason we make a gzera in these cases is because there's a shtickle happiness. There's some happiness to it. Maybe he won't feel the full simcha now, but he has a slight level of simcha that he will end up using to thank his gods for. Vhashtanicha ditsrichu kula bay nami kamo larava. And based on that, we can understand why we need all these cases for Abaye in terms of the gzeros, just like according to Rava, who says, Kula Mishum Da'azil Modelahu, that he says that all of these cases are necessary in the Mishnah because they will all lead up to him going to be Modeh, to go give Hodah to his deity.